Thank you very much for your question. I appreciate the noting that autonomy lies on a spectrum. I think it's more than a spectrum. I think it's actually a three-dimensional space. And when I hear this discussion of autonomy, I find more of it confusing than helpful. And indeed, a lot of the discussion of autonomy seems to be making a distinction between automated weaponry and fully autonomous weaponry, which sets a remarkably high standard, so far beyond even science fiction in terms of what we can realize today. And yet there's this massive gap that gets leaped over in the territory I think that we are trying to discuss here, which is systems that have the autonomous ability to perform certain functions, even though they may be very automated in other functions. And I think the main question before this body is whether delegating the function of actually picking a target and killing somebody is something that can be done without explicit human control. And I would argue that for reasons of predictability, for reasons where systems lack full capacity for discrimination and proportionality, you do want to reinforce that primary principle that it is the relationship between the machine and the humans. And the real difficulty is these other definitions which allow too much of a space for a human to delegate an action to a machine that has very limited autonomy, but at least autonomy in that sphere to take that action without real meaningful human control at that time. And if possible, I would be happy to give all kinds of examples of essentially dumb machines that you could delegate that responsibility to, and examples of how that could open up violations of international humanitarian law. But the time isn't permitting, so let me just speak one more moment to the question of giving a task to a machine versus giving it to a human. And here I would say, international humanitarian law makes it very clear that there needs to be a decision maker, an actor, who is responsible for that action. So even though humans can fail, even though humans can make mistakes, direct comparisons between humans and machines are not very good. And in most of the contexts that we will encounter for the next decade or two, we will have joint cognitive systems where some tasks are delegated to the machinery and some tasks are delegated to the humans. For all practical purposes, the humans at this stage of the game are by far the most adaptive partners in those kinds of teams. And therefore, we should not confuse the kind of adaptability that machines might have with the kind of adaptability that humans have. This has created situations where when there is a failure of these teams, the humans are always blamed for the failures, and it is suggested that increasing autonomy could lead to more successful teams. But in fact, that confuses the problem, makes it more complex, because very simply, the humans cannot coordinate their actions well with the machines when they become more autonomous and therefore more sophisticated in their actions.